What's going on, my friends? This is Alex Pardo. You're now listening to episode 354 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Before we dive into today's masterclass expert interview, I want to let you know that this show is sponsored by Ascend, our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there. What's going on? Welcome to the Flip Empire Show. My name is Alex, and I am going to be tackling this masterclass episode by myself. I know from time to time I tend to do that, and I'm just enjoying, you know, I love having guest experts on. I learn so much interviewing them. I feel like I get sharper, it raises my game, and I really try to put myself in your shoes, you know, and ask myself, what would I want to know? If I was interviewing this person, what should I ask? And so I always approach those masterclass interviews from your perspective as the listener. You know, what are the types of things, if I was at the gym working out or doing something around the house or in the car, what would I want to know? Having said that, a lot of the feedback I get is that they love the masterclass expert interviews, but people are really enjoying the shorter Q&A episodes that I take on by myself. So this is probably going to be a hybrid somewhere in the middle. I'm not really putting any type of expectations on the length of this particular episode, but there are some things I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about a presentation that I sat through a short while ago, and it was called The Code by a friend of mine, Pat Precourt, who is just when it comes to mindset, this dude is just a ninja. He's a Jedi, and he's got an amazing way of explaining why we do things as human beings and as entrepreneurs and what gets us to move and act. And so anyways, on this particular episode, I was looking through my notes, and because I wanted to reference back some of the notes I took while he was doing this talk called The Code. And the reason I referenced these notes is I have a confession to make. I want to be very upfront and straightforward with you, as I feel I always am. I have, you know, if you go back, if you've been listening to this show for any length of time now, it's going on over 3 years that I've been hosting the Flip Empire Show. I've probably created two or three episodes on morning rituals and morning routines, and I've always been a big fan and a big advocate of them. For me, it's what works. I don't think there's any absolutes. I don't think everybody out there needs to have a morning routine. For me, they've always worked. However, I have completely fallen off the wagon as far as my morning routine is concerned. Now, that's not to say I don't have a rhythm to my morning, but I'm just not as diligent and purposeful as I have been in the past. And, you know, even though on most days I'm working out in the morning, I shouldn't say on most days. Oftentimes I'm working out in the mornings, not every day. I've really gotten away from reading, and that's something I've always just enjoyed and set out to accomplish, because similar to my workouts, I feel like if I don't get the reading done in the morning, usually in the evening, it's just a little bit more challenging. But there's certain things like reading my vision, documenting my goals. I've just fallen off the wagon with that. And instead of beating myself up over it mentally, I started to ask myself, because I've been feeling this way for probably a good month and a half. I caught myself telling myself, I got to get on that. You know, and instead of just making the switch and doing it, I found myself continuing to tell myself that story. I got to get on it. I got to get it. Maybe you can relate. Hopefully you can. Chances are, I'm guessing, at some point in your life, you face that challenge, whether it's, you got to eat cleaner or healthier, and yet you just choose to make different decisions, or, you should be more of a better steward with your money, and yet you find yourself maybe spending it on something you shouldn't be spending it on. Or maybe it's a relationship that you're in that, you should be exiting. You should be getting out of that relationship because it doesn't serve you. It's not healthy for you, but yet you just choose to make different decisions. And I finally, today, I just made the decision and the commitment that that's it. I'm getting back on my routine. So, knocked out a 5 a.m. workout at Orange Theory, got back, had a healthy breakfast, spent a little bit of time with the family in the morning, knocked out my meditation. That's another thing that I've been inconsistent with is getting my 10 minutes of headspace in the morning. And at the end of the day, one of the things that, and now I'm referencing my notes here from my buddy Pat, in his presentation, The Code, he said something at the start of the talk. He basically said, if you really want to change, connect it to an emotional state. And I realized that, chances are maybe you've heard that somewhere else. I know Tony Robbins is big on getting into state and connecting, but he had a way of phrasing it where if you really want to change, number one, it just starts with a decision. But if you find that you've made the decision or haven't brought yourself to make that decision, connect to an emotional state. What is going to be the trigger that's going to get you moving? Okay. Focus on the emotion that creates the behavior, so that you allow change to occur. Let me repeat that because that's something I wrote down. Focus on the emotion that creates the behavior so that you can allow change to occur. Okay, so if you've been wanting to make a decision, like for myself, I've been, for a good month and a half now, I've been telling myself, I need to read in the morning, I need to get back on my routine, document my goals, read my vision, etc. That hasn't happened. I'm not focused on why that hasn't happened. But instead, this morning, I've chosen to focus on the emotion that's going to create that behavior. I understand, I know that by getting into this routine, it's going to set my day up for success. So I visualize the outcome. I visualize what I want my day looking like. And then what's the net effect of a positive, successful day? Like, what's the output of that look like? How's that going to manifest itself in my life? How am I going to feel? What are things going to look like with my family, for my team members, our clients, etc.? So connect to the emotion, focus on the emotion that creates the behavior so that change can occur. And then to take it a step further, at the end of the day, you really just got to look at your habits, right? Your habits, it's what's going to dictate your behaviors. Right. This is one of the first things I learned in personal development. It's your thoughts lead to your feelings lead to your actions lead to results. Well, you got to look at your habits, right? What are the habits? So in my particular case, if I don't get a workout in the morning, usually, not always, but usually it's because I got to bed later the night before. Okay. For me, that I need to, and for the most part, I'm pretty good about getting to bed honestly, I kind of feel like an old timer here. I'm usually in bed by 10 at the absolute latest, oftentimes 9:30. But sometimes I'll catch myself, I'm watching Monday Night Football and I don't get to bed till like 10:30, 11. It's usually more challenging for me to wake up at the time I need to wake up, 4 or 5 in the morning on Tuesday. So I know that I have to put certain measures in place. So, I enjoy watching football. So it might be, I might watch a half, or I might just not watch it at all because it's the emotion. I've focused on the emotion that creates the behavior so that change can occur. So for me, it's much more important to wake up feeling good, getting my workout in. I know that has obviously positive effects on my health, the way I feel. And then the output of that day, I've connected to the fact that there's significantly more positives in the short-term pleasure of maybe, watching football, which has zero impact on my life. Does that make sense? So if you want to create change, look at our habits. Figure out if you've been wanting to do something and for whatever reason, you just haven't been doing it. Take it, like peel back the layers of the onion and take it a step or two in reverse and say, okay, well, how would I need to set up my environment? Or what measures do I need to put into place? What systems might I need to put into place for this desired output to be achieved, right? For this goal to be accomplished. And realize that, look at yourself in the mirror. You are the only one to blame for your failure, quote unquote, and or success. Okay, so the change has to start with you. Same thing, you know, same thing boils down to leadership, right? I've hired and managed, you know, quite a few people throughout the years, and some have worked out great, others haven't. And you know, initially when I started hiring and building a team, I would look at them and I would say, well, you know, why aren't you following the system, or why isn't this getting done this way, or why aren't you achieving the results and the expectations that we talked about at the beginning? Understand that leadership. Change starts with you. Leadership has to start with you, right? Leading is about persuasion. It's not manipulation or any other tactic like that. So look at yourself in the mirror. You are the one that's responsible for your success and or failure / lessons learned. And same thing applies when you're leading. At the end of the day, you know, one of your team members' failures, the way I look at it, falls on me. Okay. Now, five steps, and I wanna start to kind of wind down this particular episode. Five steps to change that Pat shared with us that you know, this morning I was reading my notes and I wasn't even planning on talking about this on the podcast. And I said, you know what? Let me take maybe the fact that I've been inconsistent with my morning routine and that's had, you know, the effects it's had over the course of the last month or so. Maybe the reason is for me to share that with you so that it can spark a change in you, or so that maybe something I share with you on this episode can be the catalyst for the change that you want, right? Connecting it to an emotional state, focusing on the emotion that creates the behavior so that change can actually occur. Looking at our habits, realizing it starts with you. All those things I've shared up to now, hopefully something has connected with you. If not, maybe these five steps to change will. Number one, awareness. Okay, so all change begins with awareness, which quite honestly, for many people can be challenging. So many people are just caught in their own web, their own world, that they're not even aware of what's going on, right? And for a lot of people, they just let the current of life kind of take them away, take them along, you know? And so understand that it starts with awareness, okay? And you need to get some clarity, because without that clarity, it's going to be very difficult for you to find your truth and for that change to occur. Number two, desire. Okay, so similar to like what I said last night and this morning, I said, I'm making this decision and it is what it is. That's it. Like, the decision has been made. Now I just have to like let that momentum carry me forward and, you know, honor my decision. So it starts with number two is desire. People change only when they decide to make the change themselves. Okay, so the example that Pat gave in his talk, which he did a much better job explaining it there than I'm about to do. But I think the example he gave was a house that was burning. Right, pretend you're walking down the street, and all of a sudden you look and you see a house that's burning. Now, for many people listening to this, they might automatically think, well, that's an opportunity. I'm going to contact the owners and see if I can buy this thing at 5-10 cents in the dollar, right? But that's not where I'm going with this. So imagine you're walking down the street and you see a house that's burning, and you're walking with a friend, and your buddy goes, hey, I'll give you $100 to run into that burning house and run back out. Now, I hope for 100% of the people listening to this, it's an absolute hell no, right? Like, it just, the risk and the reward just doesn't make sense there. Like, why would you run into a burning house for $100 or for any amount of money for that matter, right? I just picked $100 out of thin air. However, you're walking down the same street and somebody runs up to you and says, hey, your child or your loved one is in that burning house. Again, for probably 100% of people, it's not even a thought. You are sprinting into that burning house to do what you got to do and save your child or save your loved one. And so there's a different desire that's attached to the to both of those scenarios, right? So your desire for $100 or any amount of money running into a burning house and risking your life is probably not that high, if at all. However, your desire to save a loved one or do what you got to do there is extremely high. We're talking two different sides of the spectrum. Number three, knowledge. And this is a tricky one, right? Because so many people get caught in analysis paralysis or paralysis by analysis, however the saying is. People change only when they decide to make the change themselves. That was desire. Knowledge is knowing the how gives us the confidence and support. Knowing ourselves helps. Okay, so that's why it's you got to spend time sharpening the axe so that you can chop down that tree a lot quicker than just picking up the axe and going. But there's a time and a place for just acting, right? I've shared this. My personality has always been fire and then aim. And many times that served me well. And there's been a few times in my life that hasn't served me. So you have to, knowing the how is going to give us the confidence and support. So number one, awareness. Five steps to change. Number one, awareness. Number two, desire. Number three, knowledge. Number four, action, which this is where the majority of people get stuck, is they spend too much time in education mode, right? YouTube University or podcast university or going to events or buying this book or going to this talk or whatever. But yet they don't implement, they don't take any action. And yet they wake up months, years later, and they're wondering why they haven't achieved the results that they've set out there. Right? So it's not enough to obtain the knowledge, but then you got to take the action. And then lastly is perseverance. You know, change is not free. If you read, you know, biographies of just super successful people, 100% of the time, they've had to persevere. They've had to overcome obstacles. Understand that change isn't free. Like, you're going to have to go through fire sometimes in order to get what you want. You know, and you have to persevere and you have to keep going. Life isn't, you know, peaches and cream, right? It's sometimes you gotta go through the crap to get what you want, and you have to persevere. So that was just a somewhat quick synopsis of just some of the notes I was reading from Pat Precourt's talk on, which he titled The Code. And this is a Tony Robbins quote, but the only way that you're going to get better is by raising your standards. Start with yourself. Challenge yourself to raise your standards, and then challenge the people around you to raise their standards. Hold each other accountable and do what you got to do. You know, and if you're not going to change, don't talk about it, right? Be about it. If you say you're going to change, and I'm talking to myself more than I'm talking to you at this point, because I realize I needed to raise my standards. And this is just one example, right? Like, we all fall at times, but instead of like wallowing in the misery or beating yourself up over it, like, just make a decision, get up and start moving forward and do something that's going to get you moving in that direction. So, hopefully you got something out of this particular episode. Share with me, you know, tag me on social media, whether it's on Instagram, and or on Facebook. If you've enjoyed this, share this with a friend or family member or someone who you think can benefit from it. That would be that, and or a review in Apple Podcasts. Would be probably the biggest way that you can say thank you to me. Not that I want or expect that, but it would be pretty awesome of you if you did. Really helps the show and helps me reach more people. And then lastly, you know, I think the last thing to just touch on, I've had quite a few people reach out to me now. We are about 2 weeks removed from our first Ascend Mastermind retreat, which we had here in a Coconut Grove, really cool part of Miami. And it blew my expectations away. Just hearing from our members after that mastermind, it was so impactful, and there was so many breakthroughs that occurred. It's amazing what happens when you put the right people in a room. Talk about raising your standards. I mean, it's incredible. I cannot wait. I've already been hearing from a lot of our members just the success and the momentum that they've achieved shortly after the mastermind retreat, and just, you know, the fact that we're going to be meeting together again in February, you know, nobody wants to show up to that next retreat not having done what they've committed to. you know, and it was just an incredible event. Aside from the breakthroughs, it was humbling to see how vulnerable and transparent everybody was. And that's why they achieved the breakthroughs. And it's just, I'm just so blessed, I feel, to, you know, to be able to co-lead a group of people that are raising the standard, have raised the standards, and just want more out of their life and their business, because it's not just about business and making more money. So it's just really cool. I mean, we have our first group is completely full, and we're well on our way to finishing, filling, I should say, our second and final group. So if you have any interest in connecting with us, it's an interview process. Go to ascendyoursuccess.com. My expectation is in a pretty quick time here, we'll have that second and final group filled, and that'll be it. So if you have any interest in connecting with Steve and I, go to ascendyoursuccess.com. And that's all I got for you, my friends. Appreciate you, and look forward to connecting with you on the next show.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.